Hi there, can you tell me your name?
Yeah, my name's Andrea Johnston.
Okay.
And I'm a counselling practitioner for the Butterfly Foundation, which is an organisation in Bournemouth. And we support and empower women and girls who have survived domestic abuse.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We do programmes. We do the Freedom Programme, which is an awareness programme of early warning signs of a perpetrator.
What are they?
Pardon?
What are they?
The early warning signs of a perpetrator will be, he will become the charmer who charms you and says all the right things to you. He will be the jailer, he will be the head worker, the sexual controller. And it's about learning the early warning signs of this and then getting out the cycle of abuse before you actually get into it too much. And then we
run. Is it difficult though to get out once you sort of give your emotions over?
Very much so, because it's like a tap dripping. If you can imagine a tap slowly dripping, and what it does, it starts to dissolve your self-esteem and your confidence. So we always say to our women, you only get out when you're ready to get out, you know. So we support women who are with perpetrators still, who aren't with perpetrators. And then it's a transition for them to go through the healing process. And then we do art. We do one-to-one group therapy. So we do a whole, mix-mash of loads of different
things. Can I just go back to what you said about supporting women that are still being abused? I mean, how do you feel when you get women that come to you, you feel like you've sort of rescued them to a certain degree and then they go back? I mean, is that quite a common thing?
It depends on the individual, really. It depends on every different woman. Every woman's got a different story. So usually the women that we work with have left their perpetrator.
Oh.
And then they become, we call it the Freedom Programme, is about being free then of that. But we have some women who are in their abusive relationship still. But they usually, once they've done the programme, they will leave their perpetrator.
Have you ever suffered domestic violence?
Absolutely, yes. So this is why I run the programmes, because I know what it's like. You know, I was a young girl, 17, but what I do is we work with the young girls because we need to empower them, give them awareness what an unhealthy relationship is.
Yeah, you're with this young lady.
I am with this
young
lady.
Hi. I'm all right. What's your name?
Natasha.
Hi, Natasha. So why are you involved in the foundation?
Why? Because of what I've been through in the past.
Okay.
Domestic violence.
Oh, do you want to tell us a little bit about it? Did you get out of it because of the foundation?
No, I decided to leave finally after 7 years.
To kick her,
but you're quite young, so when did it start?
And jump on her
when I was 17.
Until she was unable to scream anymore.
So you got out about 23.
Like Gemma, Samantha,
okay. So you now you're sort of giving it back, trying to help other girls.
Hopefully in the future that's what I'm going to do. Definitely help people.
But you wouldn't let anyone hit you again?
Oh no, no. I do insanity now, so I'm really tough.
What's insanity?
Workout.
So you're a proper tough girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks so much. Have you got a phone number or anything if anyone wants to contact you?
Yes, of course we have. We've got loads of others. Where's your cards?
So what's the number?
01202 463 016.
And is there always someone there?
No, there isn't any. The lines are manned from 9 till 5, but you leave a message.
Okay.
And we always get back to you.
You always get back.
Always get back to you, yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.